From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. We've been hearing a lot about the Affordable Care Act from a number of politicians.
The Affordable Care Act allows for an expansion of Medicaid to cover millions of Americans who can't afford health insurance.
That's Governor Jay Nixon back in 2012 calling for an expansion of Medicaid in the state of Missouri, which still hasn't happened. And then there's this person.
The best face you could probably put on that is, well, people, that means people that don't want to work, don't have to work. Surely that's really not what we want to encourage, and that's what this law does encourage.
That was Senator Roy Blunt speaking on Fox News last month, saying that the new health care law is going to hurt job growth. And then there's this guy.
Most people are going to be able to get better comprehensive health care plans for the same price or even cheaper than projected. You're going to get a better deal.
That, of course, was President Barack Obama giving a speech about a month after the rollout of the Affordable Care Act last October. So these people can talk about the number of people insured and weigh the cost versus economic impact of the law. But behind those numbers they're citing are people, Missourians, and those dollar figures they throw around, that's money in and out of our pockets. So how do Missourians who've been trying to utilize the new healthcare law feel about it? A team of reporters from KBIA decided to find out. Earlier this month, ahead of the impending ACA enrollment deadline, the group Cover Missouri organized enrollment events all across the state. We sent reporters to events in Springfield, Carthage, Rolla, and St. Louis. And we asked the people there, what's your health insurance story? For Pamela and Edmund Brown in Carthage, getting coverage was something they hadn't been able to do for over a decade.
We're self-employed, and we don't have any insurance. So I did work for a while and was covered. But about 10 years ago, we lost our insurance. So we're computer illiterate, I guess you could say. I think we understand what it is, but it wouldn't hurt to have some explanation, you know. We're hoping to have some coverage and then just see what's going on, really.
Sam Breaker was also at the Carthage event, and for him, it was about making sure he and his wife have continued coverage after their current insurance runs out.
My wife was an RN, and we had health insurance through the hospital for about almost 30 years, but then she quit working for the hospital, and I don't have health insurance through my employment, so we've been on COBRA for about 16 months. It's going to run out in May, so we're kind of caught.
My friend referred her. He says we have too low income for it, so we're probably going to research some insurance company and then see the prices that fit our budget and stuff.
Teresa Pham translated for her mother at the Springfield event. That's also where we found Dan and Julia McDaniel.
I don't have insurance, but my husband is on disability.
When I got my disability in 2005, I lost coverage on her, so I didn't have any.
Yeah.
For her, Mercy worked with us a lot when she had to go to the doctor. I got a charity discount a lot.
So I really need coverage now and quick.
Health insurance is emotional. So when you are at your sickest or most stressed, it's probably the worst time to figure out, how does my insurance work? So by making people do this now and see how the plan works, what my costs are going to be up front, when I need to use it, I'm not surprised.
Healthcare Marketplace navigator Layla Earle was at the event in Rolla, Missouri.
They're coming in a little bit nervous, but they're also coming in with an expectation of being able to sit at a table, meaning the table of being a covered, insured American or Missourian that they've never been able to sit at before. So along with a little trepidation, there's also a lot of excitement.
I was on the internet looking at health insurance plans, and I've been kind of confused.
Confused is probably a down statement.
I have no idea.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what is expected of me, and I don't know.
I tried to go online and do it myself, and I messed things up. I put in passwords and stuff, and we had to do new ones, and I just couldn't figure it out at all.
And while many have had the problems this couple, Marion and Walter Thorne, had in Carthage, people like Gene W. Griffith made it to the finish line with help from people like navigator Robin Quarterman.
Let me tell you something. I haven't had insurance for over 20 years. I was covered with a company that I worked for, but since then, it basically has been, shall we say, a nightmare. And so this is going to help me out tremendously.
My favorite story from the week is this 20-year-old woman who called me and said, I don't know why my mother's making me call you, but I have to talk to you about this health insurance thing.
I'm disabled, so I've got Medicare and Social Security. My husband, he's retiring at 62, so we need coverage until he get turned 65.
I see several people who are the working poor, and they make too much for Missouri Medicaid. They don't make enough to get the tax credits and subsidies. So, you know, you've got dad working full-time in a convenience store, mom working full-time at a nursing home, no benefits, and there is no financial assistance for them, and that's a hard conversation to have.
And Ann Hampton in Springfield has had that conversation more than once already.
I lost count how many times I've been told, you are the gap. I'm not elderly, I'm not disabled, I'm not pregnant, and I don't care for small children, I don't have a family at home. And until somebody can address my issues, it means nothing to me.
I explained that Missouri has chosen not to expand Medicaid the way the law was originally envisioned. Each state would expand Medicaid, and then people would either be covered under Medicaid or covered under the new marketplaces. But Missouri has made a choice not to expand Medicaid, so right now you're in this gap.
And in Springfield, Rex Sharp is one of many Missourians feeling conflicted about signing up for the health insurance marketplace.
I was on medical leave for 4 months, and when I was released to go back to work, they didn't have a job for me. I paid COBRA for a while, but then the price had to go up on that, and COBRA got so expensive that I can't afford insurance, so right now I'm without it. I don't have a whole lot of faith in it. I'm open to it. I need it. Hopefully I can at least go home with some information, and I may decide that it's cheaper to pay the fine at the end of the year to IRS than to pay for the insurance.
You know, there are a lot of reasons not to do something. Fear should never be one of those reasons to not do something. Going online and looking at this is not going to hurt you. If you make a choice, just understand why you're making the choice that you're making. Before you default to not having coverage and paying a penalty, just go online and look. Pick up the phone, call a navigator, and just see what it does for you. Forget what you've heard about what it's doing for quote-unquote everybody, and see what it does for you.
A big thanks to Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson and Raquel Pimentel, and to Cover Missouri for helping us report this story. They talked to people at ACA enrollment events across Missouri earlier this month, ahead of the enrollment deadline on Monday, March 31st. For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.